Good morning. It's April 19th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a significant leap forward for artificial intelligence, Meta Platforms, Inc., formerly known as Facebook, is on the brink of showcasing its financial strength through its first quarter 2024 earnings, with expectations of a notable increase in ad revenue and overall financial growth. This comes at a time when Meta is making waves with the introduction of its Llama 3 AI model, a development that is set to revolutionize how images are generated and animated in real time on platforms such as WhatsApp and the Meta AI web platform, exclusively for US users. The company isn't stopping there. It has also released smaller versions of its most advanced AI models to developers, with a larger model still in the pipeline. These advancements have not only enhanced the versatility of Meta's AI chatbot, but have also sparked discussions about the ethical implications of AI impersonating humans, driving Meta to refine its technology and transparency continuously. In an unprecedented move, Meta has made the Llama 3 AI model open source, signaling its commitment to innovation and collaboration in the AI field. The model is designed for future enhancements, including support for multiple languages and multimodal capabilities, aiming for superior performance. Despite its ventures into virtual reality and the metaverse, Meta's strategic focus on social media and AI has propelled its stock prices, catapulting CEO Mark Zuckerberg to become the third richest person globally. This growth is mirrored across the tech industry, with a significant increase in the development of large AI systems. Though there's a growing consensus that achieving higher-level cognitive tasks in AI will require more than just scaling up, Meta's ambition to dominate the generative AI tools market is evident in its efforts to make its AI chatbot more accessible worldwide and tailor its AI products for consumer use through its advertising-driven social networks. The company's commitment to open-source AI research and investment in AI talent underscores its determination to lead the AI race and maintain its independence in the rapidly evolving tech landscape. In a move that's generating buzz among iPhone users and developers alike, Apple has just rolled out the iOS 17.5 Beta 2 update in the EU. This update isn't just another incremental change. It introduces a groundbreaking web distribution feature that allows developers to offer apps directly from their websites, bypassing the traditional App Store and its associated fees. However, there's a twist. Developers opting for this route will need to cover a core technology fee of 0.5 euros. But that's not all the update has to offer. For Apple News Plus subscribers in the US and Canada, there are fresh features to explore. Additionally, the update introduces a new system designed to block unauthorized tracking devices, enhancing user privacy and security. Looking ahead, Apple is not resting on its laurels. The company is reportedly developing a Math Notes feature for its Notes app, a tool expected to debut with iOS 18, iPadOS 18, and macOS 15. This feature is aimed at making the app a more versatile tool for users, enabling the incorporation of mathematical notation directly into notes. And there's more on the horizon for iOS 18, including customizable home screens, AI enhancements, RCS messaging support, new Apple Maps features, and further improvements to the Notes app. These updates are expected to be compatible with all iPhones currently running iOS 17, with a release date scheduled for September 2024. In terms of hardware, the iPhone 16 is poised to be a game changer with its new Sony camera sensor technology, improved low-light performance, increased optical zoom, and AI-infused camera features. This marks Apple's significant step into the AI revolution, promising to push the boundaries of smartphone camera technology. As anticipation builds, Apple plans to unveil the first public beta versions of its operating system updates following the Worldwide Developers Conference, or WWDC, keynote on June 10th. In an era where artificial intelligence, AI, is rapidly reshaping the landscape of technology and society, the 2024 AI Index report from the Stanford Institute for Human-Centered Artificial Intelligence, HAI, presents a comprehensive overview that underscores the monumental pace at which AI is evolving. The report reveals that AI systems now match or even exceed human capabilities in key areas such as reading comprehension, image classification, and mathematics, marking a significant milestone in AI development. The report highlights the obsolescence of current AI benchmarks, pointing out the necessity for new assessment methodologies to keep pace with the swift advancements in the field. This reflects the broader challenge of accurately measuring AI progress and ensuring that evaluations remain relevant and rigorous. Additionally, the report notes an increase in AI's application within scientific research, alongside a surge in AI-related regulations in the United States, indicating a growing recognition of AI's impact across various sectors. Tracing the roots of the current AI boom back to the early 2010s, the report emphasizes a shift in academic focus towards a more critical analysis of AI models developed by the industry. This includes a deeper examination of their limitations and the formulation of more complex tests to evaluate the capabilities of large language models, LLMs, like GPT-4 and Gemini Ultra. The report identifies key challenges such as the escalating costs of training these models, ethical concerns, and their significant energy consumption. Crucially, the report calls for a unified effort within the AI community to address the pressing issues of responsible AI use and the development of standardized assessments. It underscores the difficulty of cross-comparison due to the lack of standardized metrics for evaluating responsible AI, highlighting the necessity for collaboration to navigate the complexities of AI development and regulation effectively. In a bold move signaling a major strategic shift, Google's CEO Sundar Pichai has unveiled a sweeping internal reorganization, merging its Android, Chrome, and hardware divisions into a unified platforms and devices team. This reorganization is not just about restructuring. It's a clear signal of Google's ambition to streamline operations, enhance product quality, and push the envelope on innovation, particularly in the realms of Android and Chrome, and more broadly, in its approach to artificial intelligence, or AI. The newly formed Platforms and Devices team is tasked with a mission to accelerate decision-making and progress, ensuring that Google's offerings are not just competitive, but leading in their markets. By consolidating its AI efforts, including teams from its research and DeepMind divisions, Google is doubling down on its commitment to AI innovation. This move aims to fortify its AI portfolio and expedite the delivery of cutting-edge AI advancements to its ecosystem partners. In response to the increasing global discourse on AI safety and the call for more stringent regulation of the technology, Google is also making strategic adjustments. The responsible AI teams, previously under the research division, will now be part of DeepMind. This transition underscores Google's dedication to the ethical development and deployment of AI technologies. Despite facing criticism over its Gemini AI model, Google is not slowing down. The tech giant is ramping up its investment in AI and automation, with ambitious plans to unveil a series of new AI models by year 2024. This reorganization and increased focus on AI signal a significant pivot in how Google intends to innovate and operate, with far-reaching implications for its ecosystem partners and the technology landscape at large. In a groundbreaking move, Cisco has unveiled Hypershield, a cutting-edge security architecture aimed at fortifying AI workloads against the evolving threats in data centers and the cloud. This innovation not only marks a pivotal moment in Cisco's storied history, but also sets a new benchmark for security technologies globally. Hypershield is engineered with a suite of advanced features including distributed exploit protection, autonomous segmentation, and self-qualifying upgrades. At its core, the technology harnesses the power of eBPF and hardware acceleration, integrating AI to enhance its defensive capabilities. This integration is a significant part of the Cisco Security Cloud, particularly within the Cloud Protection Suite, showcasing Cisco's commitment to leveraging the latest technologies for security. The strategic vision behind Hypershield is to revolutionize security and networking by automating security enforcement and testing. This approach aims to simplify complex processes, such as microsegmentation and the implementation of zero-trust initiatives, making these advanced security measures more accessible to Cisco's customers. Scheduled to be generally available by July or August of 2024, Hypershield represents a milestone in Cisco's four-decade-long journey. Executives at Cisco have highlighted this launch as the most consequential security announcement in the company's history, underscoring the expected significant impact on the security industry and future security practices. Hypershield's introduction is poised to redefine how organizations protect their AI workloads, ensuring a more secure and resilient digital infrastructure for the future. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.